Institution for Kerry is a K-A-R-I, Rojas, R-O-J-A-S, August 970. Address as a letter to Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 583-1914. Dear Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, consultation for Mrs. Rojas with lactic acid elevation, documented twice, November 2020 and May 2022. Visits in the emergency room. She does have a history of pernicious anemia, as well as prior Graves' disease, radiation treatment on thyroid replacement. She's been seeing an emergency department at least 10 times over the last 3 years for the similar problems. She describes severe discomfort on the left upper quadrant flank area. All of a sudden, extremely painful. No skin rash, no associated diarrhea. Hours, sometimes few days. Many episodes, she's been trying to abort it before going to the emergency room by drinking more liquids and taking a leaf. She drinks Gatorade, always localized on the left abdomen, left flank area. Multiple work cap in the emergency room with imaging and blood testing, urine testing has not come up with an answer. In two of these episodes, as indicated above, documented elevated lactic acid, sometimes as high as 6. There was initially weight loss a few years back at the time of pernicious anemia, but now she is stable. Denies any edema, claudication symptoms, chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history for Graves' disease requiring radiation treatment, now on thyroid replacement, well controlled. Next number, pernicious anemia with association of antibodies to parietal, P-A-R-I-E-T-A-L, parietal cells, as well as intrinsic factor, follows through University of Michigan, gastroenterologist, a number of EGDs has been done. It shows chronic atrophy of the gastric mucosa with intestinal metaplasia, no malignancy, associated high levels of gastrin, it was more than 2,000. Workup for gastrinoma was negative based on imaging CAT scan as well as a PET-CT, P-E-T-C-T, PET-CT with a somatostatin analog. She takes a B12 replacement in a monthly basis. There is no associated stomach ulcers or chronic diarrhea. The prior weight loss recovered back to normal. She has also interstitial cystitis, followed with urology. At least a couple of cystoscopy has been done a few years back with documented distension of the bladder with saline causing bleeding for what she is on treatment. It still has some degree of frequency urgency, but no infection and no gross cloudiness or blood. There is no reported kidney disease. No kidney stones. There is, however, family history of kidney stones. No reported chronic liver disease, pneumonia, heart abnormalities, TIS, stroke, or seizures. Next paragraph. Reported allergy to Cipro, codeine, and penicillin. Next paragraph. Medications at home include thyroid replacement, metoprolol, duloxetine, B12 shots in a monthly basis, vitamin D, magnesium, sofran as needed, Sirtec as needed. She denies any energy drink. Next paragraph, does not smoke, pressing or pass, occasionally alcohol. Next paragraph, surgeries including tonsils, adenoids, cystoscopy done for the diagnosis of interstitial cystitis, both by Dr. Kirby, K-I-R-B-Y, as well as Dr. Techenkani, T-E-C-H-E-N-K-A-N-I. Gallbladder surgery for stones, partial hysterectomy for a benign condition. 14 years ago, at the time of interstitial cystitis, C-section, tube ligation, right-sided groin hernia repair. The prior radiation treatment for Graves' disease. Next paragraph. In the review system and other medical history, no diabetes. Prior EGD colonoscopies, no malignancy. Question irritable bowel syndrome. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight of 159, 66 inches tall, blood pressure 120 over 86, no skin mucosal abnormality, no palpable lymph nodes, no respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, no speech problems, official asymmetry, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, no abdominal distension or tenderness, no costo vertebral angle tenderness, no edema or neurological deficits. Next paragraph. The most recent chemistries are from July. TSH is well thyroid is well replaced with TSH in the low normal. Most recent lactic acid in June was normal. Electrolyte acid base normal. Glucose in the 140s, not fasting. She has normal kidney function, calcium, albumin, liver testing. There has been isolated episode of low sodium in the 135, 134, not permanent. for the most part, normal potassium, isolated few low potassiums. There is no anemia, normal platelet count, isolated few episodes of high white blood cell count, sometimes as high as 18,000. Predominance of neutrophils, sometimes lymphocytes increase, monocytes increase, normal to low eosinophils. For this abdominal pain, they have done a sickle cell screening being negative. Testing for C1q complement antigen was considered normal, and this was done to rule out abdominal pain causes angioedema. Normal C4 complement, normal lipase, at the time of elevated white blood cell count, negative blood cultures. In May of this year, lactate was as high as 6.3, November last year 5.3. Testing for acute intermittent porphyria with PORPHO, P-O-R-P-H-O, PORPHO, bilinogen has been negative. This is back in May. Has low vitamin levels of D25. Down to 17. The last University of Michigan EGD sigmoidoscopy with biopsy, November 2021. The stomach shows the autoimmune atrophic gastritis with intestinal metaplasia. On the body, lesser curvature, greater curvature, and fundus. Duodenum without abnormalities, and left colon, no abnormalities. Urine cultures has been negative. Urine analysis, trace of blood. No protein. Off and on, low level of bacteria. Drug screening has been negative back in November 2020. I review prior notes of Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, urology, as well as University of Michigan gastroenterology. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, lactic acidosis without overt hypovolemia or shock. At the time of recurrent left-sided abdominal flank discomfort, few other minor abnormalities with elevated white blood cell count, occasionally low sodium, low potassium, negative imaging workup, no acute abdomen, nothing to suggest infection or ischemia. This is likely a type B lactic acidosis. The etiology is not clear, is intermittent. None of her present medications are typically associated to type B lactic acidosis. She has multiple episodes over the last few years, many ones not severe enough to go to the hospital. In the review of infrequent causes of type B lactic acidosis, there is a report of thiamine deficiency, although the patient has a normal diet and she has no diarrhea to suggest malabsorption syndromes. We will check thiamine levels on the next blood test at the time of an episode of abdominal pain. During that time, we will check also lactic acid and few other chemistries. Next number, pernicious anemia, autoimmune, as indicated above, well replaced, follow University of Michigan, no evidence of gastrinoma and no evidence of cancer. Next number, grave disease, status post radiation, iodine, radioactive iodine with hypothyroidism on replacement. Next number, documented interstitial cystitis, which appears presently stable on no specific medications. Next number, reactive depression from poor quality of life the last few years in relation to these events. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, isolated low sodium, low potassium, not persistent, not associated to gastrointestinal losses or diuretics. Next number, a trend for diastolic blood pressure presently on beta blockers to be monitored over time. Next number, all these issues discussed with the patient at length. And the review of records was extensive. Plan to see her back on the next few months or at the time of an acute event with new results of chemistries. End of dictation.